Not every great weekend starts with a blob, but this one does.
Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door, all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch. Be careful of the blob.
Yes, it's Blobfest weekend again at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. Parts of the 1957 film were shot at the historic theater, including the Pope Classic's run-out scene, which is reenacted every year. That's sold out, but there's plenty more to do over the three-day weekend, including the Blob Ball, a street fair, an all-ages costume contest, and a one-day Mystery Science Theater 3000 con. The movie was the first for a guy named Steven McQueen, now better known as the iconic actor Steve McQueen. Blobfest gets underway on Friday. What makes a good summer party better? Wearing white, of course. Michael Rubin, the local billionaire who hails from Lafayette Hill, just hosted a white party in the Hamptons, attended by the likes of Jay-Z and Beyonce, Tom Brady, Kim Kardashian, and Meek Mill. If you didn't get an invite, it's not too late to get a ticket to Camden-based entrepreneur Big Scott's annual white affair. It's on the Battleship, New Jersey on Saturday, starting at 8 p.m. And make sure you wear white. We hear Scott is strict on the dress code. Since we're already on the Delaware River, let's head to Riverfest. The free event is happening at Glen Ford, the Gilded Age mansion on the banks of the Delaware. The all-ages festival features music, art activities, and even kayaking. And there's access to the mansion where you can take a self-guided tour. Things get started at 1 p.m. and we'll have all that info on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Speaking for myself, not sure that I'd have a reptile for a pet, but a lot of you do. If you're interested in all things reptile, head to the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks on Saturday for the East Coast Reptile Super Expo. They'll have geckos, snakes, and lizards for sale, along with all the things you need to take care of them. But don't let them sell you any snake oil. The show goes from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. There won't be snakes at Ballet X's performance of Sid, A Hero's Journey, but you can expect some sinuous moves. The Contemporary Ballet Company will showcase them in a performance based on Siddhartha, Hermann Hesse's classic 1922 novel of a man searching for life's true meaning.
Sid, A Hero's Journey is a ballet inspired by the novel Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse. When I was asked to see if I would be interested in making a narrative work, one of the first things that popped into my head was the novel Siddhartha, because I really love the characters and I really love the sense of movement in the story. Lots of transformations happen, but of course the big one is spiritual transformation and what you gain from that, and of course what you lose from that, or what you give up from that.
That was choreographer Nicolo Fonte. Sid, A Hero's Journey goes through Sunday, July 23rd at the Wilma Theater. From sizzling dance performances to sizzling grills, let's head to Delaware for the Wilmington Street Food Festival. It's at the Tubman Garrett Waterfront Park on Saturday and Sunday. Expect offerings from 25 food trucks and restaurants, a crazy eating contest, a breakdancing expo, a cornhole tournament, and plenty of activities for kids. There's also going to be a cheese fry fountain, and I'm sold! Not to mention all the food is $5 or less. The fest starts at 2 p.m., but Sunday is already sold out, so get those tickets fast if you want to go. What's a weekend without friends? A pretty dull one. So take a few to the Matchbox 20 concert. The multi-platinum selling band is performing at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion on Sunday in support of their latest album, Where the Light Goes, which came out in May. The show starts at 7 p.m. All good things must come to an end, and this week's edition of Things to Do is no exception. If you head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, you can find out more about what you just heard and what free event the Barnes Foundation is hosting on Sunday. And you'll know what time to show up to Cheslin Preserve for their annual Friday Night Lights event. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and we'll be back next Thursday with more good weekend options. Until then, whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.